T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And we'll dive into the Carmelo Anthony situation with our Rockets. It's still a conversation in town. Rick Kamla and Clint Sterner, we welcome you to come down to Little Woodrow's and hang out with us. So we'll play some sound and then we'll dive into, did Daryl Morey mishandle the Carmelo Anthony departure from the Rockets? B-Mac, hit it.
I was actually in San Antonio, in my room, getting ready for the game. And me and Daryl were supposed to speak that night, because I had reached out to him previously about just a heads up me, like, what's going on? Let me know what I can do. Like, I'm here to help the team. Like, let me know what I got to do. But he had, you know, he came in and he was just like, look, basically your service is no longer needed. And I'm like, hold on, what the hell are you talking about? He's like, nah, you know, things just not working out. And you got to figure out something to do. I'm like, how the hell am I going to figure something out to do? I got a game tomorrow. Nah, you're not going to suit up tomorrow.
Did Daryl Morey mishandle that conversation with Carmelo Anthony? Let's start there. I've got a huge take on it, but I'm giving you the floor first, my friend.
Well, no, I mean, I think if you've seen this or not, but it was a great piece. It was the same one with Stephen A. Smith.
First take this morning, Stephen A. Smith.
I thought Stephen A. Smith did a great, whether you love or hate Stephen A. Smith, I mean, I don't care what you think about him personally. There is no doubt in our business, there's not very many guys that just flat out will come out and ask the important questions and hit them right in the mouth. And I thoroughly enjoyed it this morning, because he didn't just ask the questions. He brought questions back.
Yep.
And forced answers out of Melo. So in that interview, the first thing that strikes me about that is in that interview later on, he says, I just want guys to shoot me straight. Just shoot me straight. And like man to man, that whole deal, you've heard it from athletes before. Just be a man, shoot me straight.
I want to know where I stand.
I want to know where I stand. So when I knowing the whole thing and being a former athlete, I want somebody to walk in and go, hey, Clint, man, your service is no longer needed. When I got cut by Dallas, for 3 years, man, I was on the bubble all 3 years. My fourth year, when Parcells cut me, he told me he was going to cut me, right? But I told the Turk every year cut date when I walked in, I told him, I made the team, and I told the Turk, who was sitting there waiting, I said, hey, man, if I ever get cut, you don't need to put on this show for me, right? Just tell me, hey, Clint, take your playbook to Ty Williams. You're done. Right? I don't need this show. Don't wait till I go to my locker and start putting my pads on. I don't need all that, right? Just let me know. So I walk in, and he's like, hey, Clint. He reaches around. I said, boom. I knew it was coming. Parcells had already told me 2 weeks before that he was going to cut me and help me get somewhere else. So I hand him my playbook, and I go back to my car, and I get in and go to my house. Well, then Jerry calls me. He's like, hey, Clint, man, where in the hell did you go? I was like, Jerry,
Jerry Jones?
I mean, yeah. You know, Jerry and I had a really good relationship. Jerry was like, hey, Clint.
We haven't dived into that pool yet. Right. I can't wait to do that at some point.
No, he was just like, hey, man, come back up here. I want to talk to you.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, well, then I'll come talk to you. You know, I just wasn't going to – I wanted somebody to look me in the eye and say, hey, man, you're done. And the Turk did that, and that was enough for me. I want to be shot straight. Don't drag me through the weeds. And so to answer your question – to get out of the weeds and get back on your dirt road with Daryl Morey and Carmelo Anthony.
Me and Houston love these stories, by the way.
I don't know if that was the gist of it, because I'm sure there was more to the conversation than that. But
it's also his side of the story.
But according to what Carmelo asked for, that's exactly what he got. Daryl Morey walked in and said, hey, man, your services are no longer.
Thank you.
I can't be any more direct then your services are no longer needed with the Houston Rockets. I mean that's it's a little bit cutthroat.
How does Carmelo Anthony not understand where he stands after Daryl Morey says there is no other game here? You need to figure out what's next. Bye.
That's pretty cut and dry if you ask me. Now it's cutthroat, and unfortunately it's rare. I think with my experience in pro sports and my experience in pro sports is about a 5 or 6 year window relative to the NFL, and then about a 3 or 4 year window in the Arena Football League and all the comings and goings in between. But it's rare. I mean, it's rare that you get a guy that just says, hey, man, we're done. Like, I can only imagine when you're talking about these superstars. When I was in Dallas, again, Bill Parcells did that to Emmitt Smith. And it was one of those things where you let him go to practice. You knew you weren't going to keep him, and you ended up, I believe, trading him or releasing him, and he ended up in Arizona. But you can't ask any more than a guy to just be blank. I mean, just shoot me straight, straightforward, look me in the eye, and tell me what the real truth. And that's all I can ask for.
So, and I was kind of waiting for Carmelo Anthony to get in his feelings a little bit more and get a little saucy, and he didn't, right? He just point by point explained how it went down, and I don't understand people gasping and people wanting to hug Carmelo about it like he was offended and victimized. Give me a freaking break. Daryl Morey handled his business. Carmelo Anthony with the Rockets in a very short sample, 11 games, was a disaster. It wasn't just not working. It was a disaster. And you have Carmelo Anthony coming here with the personal expectation of I'm going to be a starter. No matter what D'Antoni wants to do, no matter Daryl Morey's vision of this team, I'm a starter because I think I'm a starter. When Clint, at that point, 95% of the league had completely, the train had left the station in terms of Melo being a starter. Oh, I'll mess with you coming off my bench as a catch-and-shoot guy, but you're not a starter anymore.
But Rick, how unaware or out of touch with reality are you when you go – if your mindset, I mean, I don't know where his mind was, but he admitted this morning that
he's in his ego and he's delusional because of it.
But he did come out and say, like, I'm in a different place today. But when I was the last time I was in the league, I was in a place of I still should be a starter. Still should be a superstar. And I mean, here's my point: is how out of touch with reality do you have to be to say that or think that and then come to Houston?
Yep.
I mean, you've got. James Harden dominates the ball, and you'll know this better than me. Is there anybody in the NBA that dominates the ball more than James Harden?
Russell Westbrook and James Harden are 1 and 2.
But when you probably put a clock on them, you're right. But
in terms of usage rate, time dribbling that ball and shooting and all that, yeah.
And so how out of touch with reality are you when you decide to come to Houston?
Thank you.
Like, if that's what you want, why come to Houston? Well, I mean, why sign up for that?
Well, I'll explain it to you, because it was the last chance in the league. It was the only team that rang the phone, right?
Right.
So he just went to an opportunity. I mean, it was as simple as that. Do you remember when Adrian Peterson went to the Saints?
Yes.
For a minute, and they had Mark Ingram and Alvin Kamara and all these guys? I was like, why is he doing that? I'm like, duh, because they're the only team in the league that's offering a contract. So it wasn't about fit. It was about, I found somebody that wants to hire me.
Right, yeah, and I understand that. As I watched the interview, and as it relates to Daryl Morey, to get back to your original point, is, brother, I just couldn't ask anybody to be any more direct with me than that. And as an athlete, you got to appreciate that.
And I appreciate you saying that. We are Clinton Campbell. We're at Little Woodrow's, man. Come on down and have a party with us. They have terrific wings. Already had them. So just get on down here. But look, Daryl Morey did nothing wrong. I want to underline that. I'm going to say it again. Daryl Morey did nothing wrong. Daryl Morey actually did Carmelo Anthony a favor times two. First of all, he brought him in. Second of all, he cut him so early in the season that, you know, it's like, okay, let's poop or get off the pot here. This ain't working. Goodbye. We got to move on. But what he did, he gave Carmelo 85% of the season to find another gig with another team, right?
Right.
He didn't wait and just put him on the bench and all that kind of stuff. He basically said, get out of here and try to find a new team. Carmelo Anthony could never find that second team.
Right, yeah, and he's still looking.
He's still looking.
At this point in time, it appears he's still looking. But that piece this morning that Stephen A. did too, I was thoroughly entertained listening to he lays it out. And excuse me if I'm getting ahead of us here, Rick, but he lays it out where Melo could have not signed such a long-term, a five-year deal in Denver, which would have given him the opportunity to go to Miami, because he was the original.
He
was the original.
Because he was on the outside of the Heatles coming together.
He was the third piece. It wasn't supposed to be Bosch. Well, when he signed the five-year deal, it locked him up, and he couldn't go when it was time to go.
Made too much money.
So they went with Bosch. And so it was interesting just the way they laid that whole thing out, because Stephen A. kept pounding on him about, like, hey, like, you put yourself in these different scenarios with the New York Knicks. You took a big deal with New York, and they never built around you. And his whole point was, well, they told me they were going to build around me, and they never did. So, in a way, man, it's almost one of those things where you listen to, if you can ever feel bad for a guy that's made what's he made, $200 million in his career?
I'm on it.
It's hard to feel sorry for a guy that's made $200 million, but when you see him sit there and talk about just wanting to win a championship, man, he sure had some bad luck relative to playing with those guys, with the guys that he's always wanted to play with.
Clint, and you know this, man. You talk about how tough it is to win a championship, and you can't go crazy with expectations about the great teams in this town because of how damn hard it is to win a championship. So you know that second and third and fourth level of effort that it takes. You have to bleed a pint of blood every time you play. Guess who's never been willing to do that his entire career? Carmelo Anthony. He shows up, he gives you 25 to 30 every night, and he goes home. And that's it. That's all he's giving you. So I've seen it throughout his career. When what he thinks what he is giving is enough. It's not enough to win a championship. So him talking about winning a championship is BS. It's completely empty. It's fluff. There's no validity to it at all because he's not willing to connect the dots of that hard work to win that championship.
Well, I think, Rick, the whole point of going on with Stephen A. this morning was to I guess, put that to bed. And so it brings me to this, is that my takeaway was I never heard Carmelo Anthony say, look, I did not have the best outlook the first 16 years in my career. I'm one of the greatest of all time. I scored a bunch of points.
25,000-plus points.
It's what I do. But when it's all said and done, relative to winning a championship, relative to being a great team guy, I have not always approached it the right way. Like, he never even alluded to, like, I didn't approach it the right way.
Sort of in a remorseful way, right. Like, I'm a changed man. Did you
hear the part with Chauncey Billups?
No.
Well,
Chauncey's my guy, by the
Stephen
way.
Stephen A. hit him with Chauncey. Hey, look, he said, I called Chauncey this morning. He was on record saying back in the day that the guy's great, he's a great teammate, blah, blah, blah. But he said, when it's all said and done, Carmelo Anthony, if he scores 30 points and we lose, he's dapping everybody up in the locker room.
See, that's what I'm
saying.
If
he scores 15 and we win, he's sulking in the corner.
Bingo.
And so
he's a stat guy.
Stephen A. hit him with it right in the face, right? And so he could have said, look, man, I was young and I didn't know what the NBA was all about. I didn't know how to win an NBA championship. And now I'm telling you that I understand where I went wrong. Stephen A. gave him several opportunities to say just that. Just repeatedly, because you're going on TV for a reason, because you want to be the mouthpiece. You're tired of letting the media speak for you.
He's selling himself.
Right. And great, if you've got that kind of luxury and you got that kind of star power and you got that kind of clout, go do it. But what I wanted to hear was I wanted to hear Carmelo Anthony say, look, man, I know the way that I've approached the NBA in the past for 16 years was not the best way. I understand that I've had some issues in the past with doing everything that it took to win and maybe setting my ego and my wants and needs aside. I understand that. I'm aware of it, and I'm a changed man. And what I want to do is play basketball and go win a championship. So if anybody out there is interested, you got my cell number. It was never an aggressive, like, I'm a changed man. And I felt like that was the whole reason he went on.
Yeah. Well, maybe in Stephen A.'s mind, to give him that platform
to take it. Look
here. And Carmelo. But here's why Carmelo Anthony didn't take it. Because he's so – and by the way, he is a good dude, okay? His only departure that I know from being a good dude – I'm friendly with Melo. I've known him for 15 years. His only departure from being a good guy and painted in a very, very positive light is this. It's the ego and the delusional stuff that comes with the ego. The fact that he wants in so bad. He said earlier this week, I deserve a farewell season. And we talked about how narcissistic and crazy that is, that you earn it, you don't ask for it.
In this interview, he said he never said that, by the way. He came out and said, I never said anything about a farewell. What I want to do is I want to play again. I want to have another season. He said, I've thought about things being my last season. When I've been in a season, I thought this might be my last season, but I've never mentioned. And he was very convincing. I've never mentioned wanting a farewell season.
Well, I'll just push back and say I don't necessarily believe that because those reports came out. A lot of people like me said, oh, my God, I can't believe he said it. So there was a huge uproar of negativity based on him saying it. And so now he's saying, no, I never said that. How easy is that for a ball player to say that when he makes a comment when he's in his feelings and then it blows up in his face? And he said, I never said that. And these NBA guys, man, look, I've covered them for all these years. They do this. And a lot of times they just just think the media is gullible. I'm not gullible, man. You can't get that by me. By the way, take a guess how much money Carmelo Anthony made in his career.
$250.
Whoa, you're pretty close.
$252 million.
232.
I went the wrong way on my second guess. Dang it.
Please, ladies and gentlemen, God bless Carmelo Anthony and his future endeavors, but do not feel sorry for that man. He is well taken care of. You can't even be an idiot with your money and screw up $232 million.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.